Cinch.
Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and I hope you are having a fantastic day. In my last cast, I talked about the DART system and how you could use it to help you get through the backlog and piles of paper that you have in your office, whether it's at home or at work. So today, we're going to go into 8 questions that you can ask yourself to help make those decisions a little bit easier. Now, just as a quick review, DART, D stands for decision. You must make decisions. A would be for things that require action. R are for things that you're keeping for reference, and T is for toss, meaning it doesn't belong in this room. If you're wanting more details about that specific in the DART, listen to my other cast on that specific topic. So let's get into the eight questions that you can use as you're making your decluttering decisions. Now, I'm going to use paper as an example for a lot of these questions, just because paper is the number one reason that people contact us. But recognize that you can ask yourself these questions with a lot of different backlog issues, whether it's toys in your children's room, holiday decorations in your basement, or tools in your garage, or the electronic files on your computer at work. These questions will work for those things as well. So let's get started. The first question is, does it require any action by me or us? If an item requires action, for example, a phone call to make, a report to write, a bill to pay, an outfit that requires altering even, then it's an act. Keep everything that requires action in one location so that when you have time, you'll be able to go through and check those items off your list really fast. This is the A in DART for action. The second question is, are there any tax or legal implications? Have you talked to your counsel about information you keep and how long you should keep it? If not, you might want to consider doing so. Each industry has different documents that should be retained, as well as residential paperwork. If you've answered yes, there are legal implications, then put it in your reference system. If not, let it go. Put it in your toss pile. Now, if you don't know how long you should keep things in your home for paperwork, let me know that too. We have a free special report that I'd be happy to send you on record retention guidelines for residential work. Please note that the document that we created is based for U.S. locations. The third question that you ask yourself is it difficult to obtain again? Birth certificates, legal documentation, marriage licenses, company incorporation papers, and the list goes on and on. Those are all things that would be difficult to obtain again. It would take time and energy. If there are items that are difficult to find or obtain again, you want to consider keeping them in a container designed for that type of item and keep it in a reference system. In fact, if they're really difficult to obtain, I'd encourage you to put them in a fireproof box. So if you answered yes, put it in your reference system, and if not, it becomes a toss item as well. The next question you can ask yourself is it beautiful, useful, or loved? Are you keeping something that you think is hideous because it was a gift to you from someone special? I'd encourage you not to do that. Only surround yourself with things that bring you joy. Most likely, the person that gave you the gift would not want you to keep it if they knew you didn't like it. If you answered yes, put it in your reference system. If not, it goes in that toss pile. The next question is, can I identify a specific use for this particular item? So, do you keep things because you might, need them someday? That's fine if you, number one, have the space to keep the items, and number two, know what you're going to do with that item. If you are keeping something for the express purpose of keeping it, consider that item a little harder. If you answered yes, put it in your reference system, and if not, toss. The next question is, does this item reflect the person I was or the person I am now? If you're keeping things that were important to you in the past but really don't have the same meaning anymore, you might want to consider letting them go. Does your space reflect who you are or who you were? Get rid of those things that no longer hold meaning for you. If you answer am, as in, I'm holding things onto things because of who I am now, put it in your reference system. If it was a was, then get it into that toss pile. What is the worst possible thing that could happen if I get rid of this? Now that's my favorite question, so let me repeat it. What is the worst possible thing that could happen if I